This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
The Land of Shadow is a unique multimedia puppet installation with two performances this week at Loose Cannon on Roswell Avenue. This production is the combined artistry of New York talents Daniel Fay, Melanie Patterson, Andrew Livingston, with local artists John McLeod and Will Jackson. Joining me today is the creator of this performance experience, Daniel Fay.
I was teaching visual arts in New York City. I got a grant to travel to Indonesia, to Bali specifically, where I studied shadow puppetry. And I applied for this grant because I love puppetry. Like, I grew up a huge Jim Henson fan, and, you know, I, like, love the Muppets, of course. But, like, what I really loved about Jim Henson was, like, the really weird stuff he did, like The Labyrinth and The Dark Crystal and, like, all that experimental, just bizarre puppetry. So I went there with this grant and this passion to study with some of these puppet masters down there, these, you know, these shadow puppeteers. They call them Wayan. I learned a great deal and was really excited to apply what I learned to a show that I could write. Prior to this trip, I was talking with a really great friend and a gifted composer, a man by the name of Andrew Livingston. He's up in New York also, and he had written a lot of experimental compositions and basically handed the CD to me under a pseudonym called Payed Gaveston. And he asked me, you know, can you do anything with these, you know, can you make some puppets? And I was incredibly excited because I had just learned all these really great experiments, you know, because, like, you think of, like, Indonesian shadow puppetry and you think of it as, like, very traditional, and it is, but I happened to have the good fortune to fall in with a guy who was taking that traditional art form and applying some experiments, like working with mirrors and sort of, like, clear, like, translucent puppets that he would shine light through and project on large screens and stuff like that. So yeah, really excited by this, like, we began work on this experiment.
Melanie Patterson adds her own artistic skills to the production and has helped to make some of the most elaborate puppets I have had the pleasure to see firsthand.
I'm engaged to Daniel Fay, and I'm also an artist and someone who wants to jump on board with whatever exciting projects around me. So that's basically how I got involved, doing the things that he didn't necessarily know how to do, like sew. And also, one thing that I found out about puppets really early on is you always need more hands. So that's been my involvement, basically, backup support.
Melanie also has, like, a big background in theater. That's part of what I fell in love with. On top of being attracted to her as an individual, I was attracted to her as an artist.
Chattanooga native John McLeod is a set designer and co-producer and has been known for his work with sculpture in the scenic city for many years.
I've been longtime friends with Andy Livingston, the composer, and through him and visiting him in New York, Daniel and I met and became really good friends as well. When they started experimenting with, you know, a combination of puppetry and experimental music, Daniel actually came up with the idea of doing a full production. My main thing is sculpture, and he asked me to basically do the build out for an installation, so the show is as much of a multimedia experience as it can be. He asked me to build an installation in which the show took place and in which the audience sat. So the idea is to, as much as possible, blur the lines between, you know, traditional theater and just a complete immersion into the experience. So what we're trying to do is a very much an experiential thing for the audience. We incorporate media as well. Will Jackson is an artist here who's worked hard to do some really cool video that we've incorporated as well. So it's really been a huge sinking of minds with the puppetry, with the music, you know, with everything that Melanie's bringing to the table, and Will, and all of us are making this, like, you know, the lines between our different medium are getting blurred, which is really fun. Working together to make this one experience.
Yeah, John was really, like, the missing piece in this. You know, what was great is that, like, you know, Andrew, John and I are such good friends. And, like, when Andrew and I really sat down and began to map out what this would sound like and what this would look like, the real missing piece was we need an atmosphere. Like, we need an environment that these characters and this music can sort of be housed in. A really exciting experiment began to take shape. Like, what if we didn't really use a traditional stage? What if we didn't have sort of a space in which the audience sits comfortably and watches from a safe distance, like this weird stuff that we're about to do? Like, what if we brought them into it and, like, really had this sort of intimate connection between audience member, puppet, performer? And what John has done in the past, when we premiered this in Brooklyn, we had a very limited amount of space, and John was able to really create an incredible installation that just seemed to fit really perfectly the music that was written and the characters that were created. came down here in February and we began to talk about this. And then that's when I met Will Jackson, who just provided like that essential video.
The one thing that's really interesting about the show is that it's almost like a blur between street theater and theater in the way that you become the environment. You walk into the world as though you were walking down the street, and then you sit down to participate in this show. And one of the things that happens is because these sometimes large puppets, larger than you, are right in front of you and sometimes even reaching out and a little bit touching you maybe in a moment. I've seen people go from a place of reserved disconnect and they smile. It's like I've seen adults look like kids. And there's something really magical about that.
The audience is as much a part of the experience as the music, set, images, and puppets. Feeling almost nightmarish at times, the themes addressed by these puppets are not exactly the stuff of childhood delight.
The journey is sort of an inner self-reflection. In writing this show, I was really interested in Jungian psychology, symbolism and archetypes, and there are things there that we can all sort of like identify with characters created who go through these sort of like archetypal experiences, like, you know, the hero and the monster and the damsel and all that. But there are darker archetypes, and those are the ones that I was particularly interested in. So I thought, well, it would be kind of neat to take some of these mythological characters and these biblical characters, like Jonah and the whale, for instance, and really have them discuss their symbolic significance in our own unconscious. Having a conversation about the nature of their symbolic relationship, but speaking to each other as the characters. The journey, if anything, is an inner exploration. We've tackled some pretty heavy themes. Life and rebirth and transformation is a big common thread. All of us, you know, myself and Melanie and John and Andrew, and are really interested in this idea as artists of transformation, and like how there are these moments in our lives that really enable us to reevaluate who we are and what we are and how the world perceives us and how that could be shifted by certain experiences, whether they're actually physical transformations or psychological.
The Land of Shadow will be in Chattanooga for two performances at Loose Cannon on Rossville Avenue. The showings will be Friday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Tickets are available at the door or in advance at brownpapertickets.com. For links to more information, visit our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.